We continue today with lesson number 36 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos. We continue in the 11th perek with the third and the fourth Mishnah. Yesterday, we learned about two of the Karbonos under the general category of Karbonos Mincha, Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem HaPonim. Now we learn about a third, which we've had reference to many times before, and that is the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Karbonos Mincha brought on a machavas, on a pan, by the Kohen Gadol every day, where he brought 12 chalos, 6 in the morning and 6 in the evening. So the Chavite Kohen Gadol, unlike the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem HaPonim, which at least according to the Tanakhama and the prevailing halacha, the Lisha and the Aricha, the kneading and the rolling of the dough, were done b'chutz. Only the Afia, the baking, had to be done b'fnim. But when it comes to the Chavite Kohen Gadol, Lisha son v'aricha son v'afia son b'fnim, everything, that is the kneading and the rolling of the dough and the baking, had to be done in the Azorah. The reason being, because the measuring cup, which contained a half an Isoron, which was used to divide the Isoron of the Kohen Gadol, that measuring cup was considered a klishores, a sacred vessel. And as such, it was mekadesh, it sanctified its contents. Once the karbon mincha, the flour, was sanctified by the klishores, then if it was left there overnight, it would become posel. So therefore, it all had to be done bifnim. And v'dochos es ha-shabbos. And since it had to be done bifnim, it was impossible to do the lisha, aricha, and afiyah of the minchas chavitin erev Shabbos, because once it was niskadesh b'chlishores, it had to be used that day. It could not be kept for the following night. But the tichunon, the herkedon, the grinding of the flour for the minchas Kohen Gadol's chavite Kohen Gadol, and the sifting of the flour were not Doche Shabbos. So the Lisha Aricha Afiyah were Doche Shabbos, but not the Techina and the Harkodo. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said a general rule, which he says elsewhere in Shas, in the Mishnah, and that is, Kol Melocho She'ef Shalo Le'osos Me'erev Shabbos. Anything, any melocha, like grinding wheat into flour, or sifting wheat, which can be done before Shabbos, because it was not done in a klishores, so there's no problem of keeping it overnight. Ein a doche es a Shabbos. It's not doche Shabbos. However, v'shi'i efshalo le'osos me'erev Shabbos, the lisha and the aricha and afiyah, which we already explained, cannot be done before Shabbos because they were done in a klishores and therefore could not be kept over Friday night. Docha es ha-Shabbos. They are Docha Shabbos. This principle of Rabbi Akiva appears also in Meseches Shabbos in the 19th perek with reference to the mitzvah of Mila. Those aspects of the mitzvah of Mila which cannot be done on Shabbos, it cannot be done before Shabbos or Docha Shabbos, whereas those which can be done before Shabbos are not Docha Shabbos. And similarly, with regard to the Korban Pesach, in Meseches Psochim, in the 6th parak, we learn again Rabbi Akiva's principle. Mishnah Dalet continues and says, Kol ha-menochos yesh bohen ma'aseh kli bifnim. All the Korbanos Mincha, which are required to be done bifnim, like the afiyah of the Shtei HaLechem and Lechem HaPonim, the baking, or the Lisha, Aricha, and afiyah of the Chavite Kohen Gadol, are done in a sanctified vessel, in a klishores. That's masakli. Masakli means they are a holy vessel is utilized for them. V'ein bohem masakli b'chutz. But those activities which can be done outside the Azorah, like the Lisha and Aricha of the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem Aponim, or the Techina and the Harkoda of the Chavite Kohen Godol, do not have a Maaseh Kli, are not done in a Kli Shoreis. Ketzad, how did they make, what were the shape, what were the dimensions of the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem Aponim? Shtei HaLechem or Kon Shiva. The Shtei HaLechem brought on Shavuos, each challah was 7 tefachim long. V'roch bon arbo, and 4 tefachim wide. V'karnoseihem, Rashi learns pshat, that each of these breads had like a protruding corner, a little flagpole, so to speak, on each corner of the bread. These were the corners, the horns. V'karnoseihem arba etzbos, those horns were 4 fingers high. That's Rashi's approach. Others have a different approach. That's with reference to the Shtei HaLechem. With reference to Lechem Haponim, Orko Asora. They were much larger. So the length was not 7 tfachim, but 10 tfachim. V'rochbo was not 4 tfachim, but 5 tfachim. V'karnosov were not 4 etzbos, but rather 7 etzbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we know from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda, Hoyonosein Bohem Simonim Datzach Adash Barachav. So he also gave Simonim to distinguish between the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Haponim. The Shtei Alechem, Shalot Tite, in order not to make a mistake, remember this. The Shtei Alechem is Zadad, 7 tefachim long, 4 tefachim wide, and 4 etzbos, corners. Protruding corners. The Lechem Aponim, the simon is Yahaz, 10 tefachim long, 5 tefachim wide, and 7 tefachim high. At least the corners were 7 fingers high. Ben Zoma explains, the Pasuk says, V'nosato al hashulchon lechem ponim lifonai tomid. What does it mean, lechem ponim? She yehelo ponim. That it should have a face. Meaning, if it has 2 parallel walls, if it's shaped like a U, so it has 2 faces facing each other, the left and the right walls, each face each other. And so we have completed the 4th Mishnah of the 11th Perek, and in the process have completed lesson number 36.